Hello and welcome to the Expat Partner Podcast. My name is Julia Mieder and I'm a life and leadership coach, author and ex-expat partner. In this podcast, I will bring you ideas, inspiration and interviews so you can use this transformational time abroad to create a life that makes you happy and fulfilled. Hello and welcome to the Expat Partner Podcast. This is episode number 15 and my name is Julia Mieder. As always, I want you to ease into the podcast, so please close your eyes and take a deep breath. And I'm happy that you're listening. Yeah, today is a solo show and I want to talk to you about a topic that was actually quite surprising for me. And it seems to be a topic that most people are ashamed to talk about. So it's a no-go topic. Most expat partners, I think, experience it at one point, but they don't want to talk about it. And the topic that I'm talking about is boredom. So most expat partners feel bored at one point, but they don't like to admit it. And I was wondering, why is that? Because almost all my clients talk about being bored. Nobody ever complains that they are too busy. And but they tell it, yeah, as if they are ashamed. They kind of whisper it to me. And I wondered, why is that? So why don't you admit that you are bored? Yeah, I think it has to do with our society in general. So what I realized when I lived in the US was in the beginning when I said, how are you? People would answer with, good, how are you? And later, so many people, when I said, how are you? They said, busy. It was like, it was good to be busy and everybody was so busy, busy, busy and nobody would ever stop and think and you never had time to sit down. People didn't have time to go for lunch. They were always busy. And so it seems to be that society thinks that busy is good. So if you're bored, then you're no good. Or what does it mean? Then you're just not busy enough, or your life is not fulfilled. And so you really don't like to admit that you are bored, because who's bored today? There's so much to do. And with children, for example, we think that sometimes it's good when they are bored, because when they have in the summer, they have a very long time the school is off, and then they are bored. And that's good, because then they start to develop their own games and they play and they really start to play. And so, but they need to go through being bored and then they really start to be creative and play. So we think it's good. And, but what if an adult is bored? How can this be? And so I started to research for this episode and the blog post that I wrote about it. And I was so surprised about my findings, because boredom is so interesting. It's so much more than just having nothing to do, and especially for expat partners. So, and this is what I want to share with you today, because first, when I started to research, I just wanted to give you a list of things that you can do to overcome boredom. And this were the lists that I found, because they're out there all the time, go out, start a new hobby, do some reorganizing of your house and things like that. And yes, of course you can do that, but does it really help? And then I found that there are two different states of boredom. And one is the good being bored, the good boredom. And this is more like when you're in a waiting room, for example, and you have nothing to do. You forgot your phone at home and you've read all the magazines that are in the waiting room, if there are any, and now you don't know what to do. So you start to do something. Maybe you go on a little trip in your head and just, explore some thoughts. Or you start to doodle on a little piece of paper when you're in a boring meeting or you're doing a repetitive task that you're bored of. You can do little things against it. And this is a good kind of boredom because you meet yourself. You get creative through it. And sometimes it's good to have this to tune out all this entertainment stuff that we have all around us and just connect and reconnect with ourselves. So that's a good boredom. But this is not what expat partners are experiencing, because there's also chronic boredom. And chronic boredom has very different reasons why you're being bored than the good boredom, which is just short periods of time. So most expat partners experience chronic boredom because, yes, they have nothing to do, and it's over a very long time. And the problem with chronic boredom is that it might lead, it doesn't have to, but it might lead to depression or also addictions like drugs, alcohol, shopping, eating, gambling. They are connected to chronic boredom because our mind and our body tries to find something to do when we are chronically bored. But chronic boredom not only comes from having nothing to do, because this is often the case for expat partners, that they don't have a job, so they have nothing to do. But as you may know, when you're an expat partner, some of your fellow expat partners, they have a lot to do. Even though they don't have a job, they have many things to do, and they are not bored. Maybe they just pretend to not being bored and they're just busy. But you can feel it. Some of them, they really, they're fulfilled. They're living a rich and full life. And then there are some who don't have this. And they're really bored and the days are very long. And I can say this from my own experience, because I have had two very different experiences with boredom during my expat time. The first one was that when we just came to the US, I didn't work. And my son was just 12 months old, so I couldn't speak to him that much, but I was at home with him. And I just came out of a very demanding job, and we had a big change project, and I was in a small and very, it was the best team I ever worked in. I had so much fun and I enjoyed my work, and then we came there and I was just a stay-at-home mom. And that was so hard for me because I was just at home and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know many people. And I got so frustrated and I was so unhappy because I didn't know if I could work again or not. And there were some days when I just couldn't stand the almost silence in the house anymore. So I hated the ticking of the clock. So every time my husband had left for work, I took down the clock and pulled the batteries out so I didn't have to hear this ticking anymore. It just drove me nuts. And I hated it so much. And then I started to work again and everything was fine and I escaped the boredom. And then after 3 years, I quit my job in the US and I stayed at home until we went back to Germany. And I was a little bit afraid because I thought I couldn't work from home or be at home and enjoy the time. I felt like I needed to work to have something to do and something fulfilling to do. But I was so surprised because it was the best time of my life, really. I did my coaching training. I started my own little publishing company. It was magic this time, and I enjoyed it so much. And that was so different because I was not bored a second, not at all. But it was because I had something to do. But in the first 3 months, I had this chronic boredom. And the days can be so long when you're chronically bored. And that's very tough. And if you had this feeling as well, and if you know boredom, then you might have tried to get out of it. And one thing that I, for example, did, I told my friends and family at home that I was bored, reluctantly, because it was, I felt ashamed that I was bored. And I really didn't like what I heard. For example, you get those suggestions like, why did you go out and meet somebody? I was like, yeah, whom? Whom should I meet? And, or yeah, just make, do a course on something. Yeah, maybe. And the best one that I always liked was, you're bored, really? Oh, I wish that would ever happen to me. I'm always so busy. Okay, this doesn't really help. So, and maybe you have had the same experiences. This really even hurts because you feel more inadequate than ever before. But what I will tell you now about chronic boredom might help you to get out of it. So the first thing that I found when I started to research boredom after I went through those lists that didn't help was the definition of boredom by the psychologist John Eastwood. And he said, boredom is the unfulfilled desire for a satisfying activity. And this makes so much sense. Because when you think about the time when you were bored in your life, you will remember that, or maybe you are in that state right now, that it's different than apathy. Because when you're when you have apathy, you really can't get yourself to do anything and you don't want to. But when you're bored, you want to do something, you just don't know what. You can't find it, what you want to do. And so your body is, when you're bored, is restless. And maybe you can sit still, you will get up and move to another room, sit somewhere else, get up again, you get something to eat. Maybe you play with your hands all the time, or you're, just do something with your body because you have so much energy in your body and you just don't know what to do with it. And your mind doesn't have any idea how to channel this energy. And your heartbeat or your heart rate and your pulse and everything, it's higher than normally because, your body is in a state of energy and your mind is not. And this is a gap that, is filled with boredom. And this is what boredom is. So there are different reasons why you're bored. And I think that for expat partners, there are mainly three. And if you work on them, it will help you to move out of the state of boredom. Because if you're really chronically bored, it doesn't help to just do something. It might help, but not really, because you don't get to the root of it. So, in my opinion, what I learned from my research, there are three things that will cause boredom in expat partners. And here they are. So the first one is that you don't have any purpose in your life anymore. And this means that purpose is so important. Every human being is striving for a purposeful life. And purpose is something different for everybody, but we are really looking for it. We are seeking it. And if we don't feel like we're having any purpose in our life, we feel miserable and we get bored. And this is really hard. And for expat partners, that's a hard thing because we lived this life, this full life, and we were mothers. Okay, we still are. and wives. We also still are, but we had our circle of friends. We were in this community. We had our work. We have so much to do. And then our life is very different. We changed so roles in so many ways, and we lost many identities that we had. And now there's a void. So, and we also lost a lot of purpose, because many people in our society define themselves through their work and through purposeful work. And when this is gone, we don't know why to get up in the morning. And the days can be really long when you don't have something purposeful to do. And just doing the laundry is not really purposeful for most people. And what you also might experience is that when you're really bored, you don't even do the laundry anymore. You don't do the small things that you just did on the fly while you were working and taking care of the kids and everything. And now you have so much time and you don't do anything. You don't. You always wanted to create scrapbooks for everybody, and now you have the time, but you still don't do it. Why not? Because that's when boredom hits you. You can't get the smallest things done. So the first one is you don't have any purpose anymore. That's when you get bored. The second one is you don't feel like you're in control anymore of your life. And this is very true for expat partners. Because, yes, we make the decision together with our husband to go abroad. But we often don't choose the country. If somebody asks us, do you want to live abroad? Choose a country. This is not what happens. You might say, I want to live in New Zealand. But then the company normally asks you, do you want to go to China? And then you say yes or no. And probably you said yes. And then you're living in China. And then maybe the company gives you an apartment or suggests one. Or you have to live in an expat community because it's not safe enough to live somewhere else. You can't decide if you can work or not, because it's not in your hands anymore. Maybe you have a work permit, maybe not. And even if you have a work permit, maybe you don't get a job. So there are many things that you can't control anymore. And when we are losing control, we get bored. This is the best example for this are teenagers, because they feel like they can decide what's going on in their life, that they're capable of it, because they're almost adults and they certainly feel like adults, but they're still living with their parents and have to follow their rules. So they're not in control of their lives. And that's when they get bored. And what you can see there well is that when you watch a teenager who's bored, he's still in motion all the time. He's like on his chair and moving around, and they always seem to be nervous, but it's boredom at its best, because they're not in control of their lives, so they are bored, but their body has lots of energy. And that's a tough state to be in. And for expat partners, it's often the same, that you don't feel like you're in control anymore, and that's tough. So the first one is no purpose. The second one is no control. And the third one is something that really I found extremely interesting, because I didn't expect it when I started to research boredom. So it seems like that boredom is a safe feeling. It's a feeling that we are allowed to feel and that we retract to when there are more negative and negative feelings inside of us that we don't want to deal with, or that we are handling a difficult situation that we don't want to see, that we have a problem in our life that we just don't want to deal with. So we go to boredom, we feel bored, it's like we unplug to just shut our eyes from the real problem to avoid it. And this is tough, I mean, this is not only true for expat partners, but this can be true for everybody. Maybe you were in this situation sometime in your life. I certainly was. I was so bored that I took a shower 3 times a day, or I went to bed in the afternoon just to, the time would pass by. And this was because there was a situation in my life I didn't want to deal with. And I just shut my eyes because I felt like I couldn't change it. And it was too hard to deal with it. And the good thing is that you can work through it. But it takes time, all three of them, the purpose, the control, and also the avoidance of other negative feelings. It takes time to work through them. And sometimes you can do it alone, of course, but you need to be very reflective and reflected if you need to, if you do that. But you can also work with somebody professional on it. And this is something I would really advise if you feel like, yeah, there's something inside of me that I just don't want to see. And so you just, ignore it. And maybe you should work through it with a professional, and this can be a therapist or a coach, depends on what kind of problem it is or what kind of feeling it is that you're tackling, and also the how severe it is. And if you are more comfortable working with a coach, and the coach will see that this is something a therapist need to work on with you, then if he or she is a good coach, she will tell you. So this is always something that you can consider. And if you don't feel comfortable with working with somebody who is in a coaching or doing therapy in a different language than yours, you can also do it online. This is also a possibility. So don't hesitate to ask people or to ask for help if you need it. So, but what do you do when you want to move or work through it yourself, through those three things that cause boredom? So first of all, what I want you to do is to sit with boredom. Really allow it to happen. And I know that you think, I allow it to happen. It happens all the time and I can't avoid it. But I'm sure that when you feel like you're feeling boredom, you are trying to distract yourself. You might be watching TV, maybe 4 seasons of Scandals in a row, or you surf the internet all the time, but I'm sure that you're avoiding boredom. But really sit with it. And every time you're trying, that you want to distract yourself, just focus back on the boredom. Just sit somewhere and allow boredom to happen. See where it is. Where is it in your body? What else comes up? What kind of feelings are coming up? And then just feel it. And when you feel it, you will know which of the three points, the purpose, the control, and the avoiding negative feelings, is the problem. Maybe they're all three of them, maybe just one, maybe two, but you will know what it is if you really allow to feel through it. So when your problem is the no purpose thing, then you can start to see the purpose in everything that you do every day. This might be weird in the beginning, or you might not find the purpose, but there is a purpose in everything. And maybe it's not a big one, but maybe it's a small one. So for example, when you cook a dinner for your family, the purpose is that you feed them and you nourish them and you provide healthy food for them and you show them your love. So the purpose is that your family feels loved and cherished, and that you create a community and a sense of belonging for your children, for example, when you eat together. And of course, this is not enough, but it's a beginning. You can look at what do I need and where is my purpose and my sense? And then you can start to find this for everything that you do in your life. And then you can start maybe little projects where you do purposeful things. And this should be small things and not big ones. For example, you shouldn't try to start a project that takes 3 years. But maybe just something small that you, where you feel good about it and where you feel that this is gives your life a little bit more purpose. So for example, you can maybe plant a little garden or create a little school project for your children. Or if you find that your value, because this is something that you should look at your values and what is important to you in your life in general. Your value is protecting the environment. Maybe you can do something in this direction that you start to collect garbage. Do just a little something, or educate your neighbors on using the bike instead of going everywhere with a car. Find out what is important to you in your life, and then try to find little things where you can do this. And you will see that the boredom will go away a little bit because you have more purpose. And the projects can become bigger and bigger over time. You don't have to stick with small projects, but start with small projects. So this is something that you can do for the purpose and having value and knowing your values is very important in this case. So the second reason why we are bored was that you have no control over your life anymore. So what is really important when you to regain control in your life is to find the parts of your life where you have control and where you can make a decision. So start making decisions. Do I want this or do I want that? When do I want to do that? How do I do this? Just start making decisions and see that you don't have to do things. This is a very complex model and thought, but it's something that's very important for me also when I coach people. There are only a very few things that you have to do in your life, that you must do. And you feel like there are many, but they are not that many if you're really true to yourself. So yes, you have to breathe, but this is something that your body does automatically. And all the other things you don't have to do. Even if you have to eat, your body will eat at one point. You will be so hungry that you can't think of anything else. But you don't have to pay taxes. You don't have to pay rent. You don't have to have a car. You don't have to go to this dinner. It's your decision that you do this. And if you really feel that, and if you get this concept into your head that you don't have to do this, but it's your decision that you pay rent, that you use your money to pay rent, that you want to go to this dinner because this is something that you do as a person, because once you agree to do something, you're not the person who says no. So you don't have to go there, but you want to go there. And this makes such a difference in the situation because you feel like you are in control. It's your decision. You are doing this. And this is what I want you to find out in everything that you do. Do you really have to do this? Or do you want to do this? Is it your decision? So make decisions every day in every little thing that you do. And then you can grow your area of control. And something that I want to say, so just a little bit of a warning, because sometimes when we feel we are not in control in so many aspects of our life, we concentrate on this one thing that we are in control of. For example, doing all the things in the house, doing the laundry, the dishes, and cleaning and stuff like that. We feel like I don't want to do this, but this is now what I have to do. This is my area of expertise, my area of control, and nobody is allowed to get into it. So when somebody else enters your area of control, the household, you might get very upset because this is yours and nobody else is allowed to deal with it. And this is really not good because then you're too focused on it and it's, you get really edgy and yeah, so that's not good. So try to ease up a little bit and try to have control in many, many different areas of your life and try to control what you can control. This is really important. And also share this with your partner if you need to, that you feel like you're not in control. Maybe you can find out something together that you can do and that you can be in control of so you feel better. And I promise you, boredom will go away a little bit. And then the third part. This is a tough one. And but if you feel like this is the area where you need to work on and you really work through it alone or with help, it will be so worth it. So when you feel like you're avoiding a negative feeling, then you should first sit with the boredom and see what comes up. What other feeling comes up? Is it envy? Is it anger? Is it frustration? Is it loneliness? What is it? What are you trying to avoid? And if no feeling comes up, turn to all the areas of your life, your partnership, children, your health, finances, friendships, whatever it is. Look at all of the areas of your life. And if you feel like you're avoiding one and you're not trying to look at it, then this might be your problem area. And be gentle with yourself. Try to work through it. Try to feel the feelings. Try to work on it. But just be careful with yourself and be very reflective and just, don't be too harsh and don't judge yourself. Because there's a reason why you're avoiding this. And this is also the reason why I tell you that you might need help in this area, because sometimes it's hard to go it alone. And I want you to be safe. But if you really want to get out of boredom, and this is the case that you're trying, for example, you have problems in your marriage and you don't want to look at them because you feel like you can't get out of the situation because you're living abroad and you can't just leave and you feel trapped, then this might be the reason why you're bored. But there's also a way through it. You can work on it and I'm sure you will find a way. But just the awareness that this is a problem already helps so much with the boredom, because then you're not trying to tackle and fight the boredom, because it's just a symptom and it's not the cause. The cause might be purpose, control, or other negative feelings. So I really hope this helped, and I'm sure that if you're an expat partner, you might have experienced boredom at one point in your life. Even if you're not an expat partner, you might have experienced this. And yeah, maybe it gave you a different view. It was definitely a change of perspective for me. I learned a lot also about my own story. And now I know why I reacted in this way or another. And I'm always happy to learn something new. So I'm also happy to learn who you are and what you are dealing with and what your maybe problems with boredom are, maybe how you got out of it and what is your purpose, maybe what you found, what makes you happy, how you gain control in your life. Whatever it is, if you want to tell me about it, I would be happy to hear from you. Also where you are in this world and who you are. I'm very curious about you. And just send me an email to podcast@dreamfinder-coaching.de or find me on Facebook or Instagram and message me there. I'm happy to hear from you. And I have this expat partner circle that I'm starting and creating. And For now, it's just a newsletter, but if you want to join in the future, I also want to connect all the expat partners within the circle. Also, when you were abroad 10 years ago, you were still an expat partner, and I'm happy if you join or if you're just planning to go abroad. It's a very positive community, and I just want that everybody supports each other. And yeah, there will be webinars in the future and also live calls, and maybe we do a little project together. So I'm really pumped up about it, and I would be very happy if you join me. And if you want to do that, you can find the link in the show notes or www.dreamfinder-coaching.de/expat-partner-circle in one word. But I link to it in the show notes. That's easier for you. And I would be so happy if you join me there and the other expat partners, and that we create a community together who just helps each other out when things like boredom arise and we need to get each other out of it. So thank you for listening. And I'm happy to hear from you and hear you again next week. Bye. This was the Expat Partner Podcast with Julia Meder. Thank you for listening. If you want more information on how you can create your dream life, please visit my website. You will find it under www.dreamfinder-coaching.com. There you will find all information and links for this and other episodes. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram, and I would love to connect with you there. If you have questions or feedback for me, or if you have an idea for a topic that I can cover for you in this podcast, please email me under podcast@dreamfinder-coaching.de. I wish you a wonderful day, and please enjoy your life.